following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah, motherfuckers. What's up? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 35. It is Easter. It is April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2018. We are live on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420, as we are every Sunday night. Hour 1 of the 2-hour show is streamed for free on Twitter, on Periscope, Sunday nights. And we do Hour 2 right after that. We just cut off the stream. If you want the full 2 hours of video, you have to go to Patreon, become a patron of the show. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. You get the full 2 hours of the show on video. If you just want the 2 hours on audio, audio only, without all of this beautiful shit that's going on here, my cool fucking hat, my amazing graphics work. If you want to see the videos we play or see the stories we talk about or whatever, you want to see any of this shit, you get the audio only version for free. StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, and various other platforms we're on, like iTunes and Stitcher. But StonerJesus.net is where the first place it goes to. After we do the show on Sunday night, the 2 hours, the podcast is posted on Monday, and the full 2-hour video on Patreon for our subscribers, all that shit. Halfway to our goal, our tattoo goal on Patreon. Go check that out, patreon.com/StonerJesus. 420, as I said, it is Easter. It is April Fool's Day. Just amazing, amazing confluence of holidays, I guess. Bringing you here for the Stoner Jesus Show. Bringing me here for the Stoner Jesus Show. Oh, it doesn't have to be a holiday. I'm here. You know, I'm here every week. Here every week, guys. You can come see me. A lot of shit going on in the 2 hours we got going on tonight. A voicemail from St. Peter. Now, see, we have a bit from St. Peter in this next hour, in April Fool's bit, the time I fired him and played a prank on him. I was going to put that in the first hour as well, but that's St. Peter overload. There's too much St. Peter. That's just fucking... No. No one can handle that much St. Peter. He's a 4-minute voicemail coming up, which is... If you've ever listened to St. Peter for 4 minutes, boy, you are in... I was going to say a treat, but that is not the right word. You're in for a horrific experience. A 4-minute... St. Peter voicemail, where apparently he takes a lot of shots at me. It's whatever. That's what he does. We got stories about Stormy Daniels, also a racist Heineken ad. We have the Church of Stoner Jesus. All this is hour one. Do some Easter frequently asked questions for the Church of Stoner Jesus. In the second hour, we got a story about the Pope and hell. Very light, airy topics. Also, apparently Beyonce got bit. And then stories about the Easter Bunny and best April Fool's Day prank. And I'll play you a video of what's a list of best April Fool's Day pranks. And you're saying, well, it's you know, it's going to be late on April Fool's Day. It's already too late for a list of great pranks to play on people. Well, write them down or download them or whatever. Download the audio. Download the video. Save it. And next year, you have plenty of time to prepare for some great fucking awesome April Fool's Day pranks. Now, I don't have any plan myself for this show. Or do I? No, I don't. I'm not. That's not a big thing with me. This is the anniversary of me rising from the fucking dead. I have other shit going on. I never had time to think of April Fool's Day pranks. Easter is a very important day. It's always in this same area. A couple years ago, of course, Easter fell on 420. That was awesome. This year falls on April Fool's Day. That is awesome as well. Also an hour or two, I'm going to play my classic interview with John McAfee. If you don't know who John McAfee is, he's a really, really interesting dude. McAfee Antivirus, that's him, although he hasn't been involved in the company for over 20 years. A lot of, you know, very interesting dude, up to a lot of shit. Go fucking just look it up. Look up his name. Google his name. It's very, very interesting. So that'd be the end of hour two, my classic interview from a couple years ago with John McAfee when he was running for the Libertarian presidential nomination in 2016, I guess it was. That was when the presidential election was, right? 2016, yes. I am so up to date on current events. It's fucking nuts, son. So we got all of that coming up. I'm on Twitter, of course, at StonerJesus420. I'm on a lot of different social media networks. You can find the links at stonerjesus.net. All information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Social media, past episodes, all these live streams, there's a page for that. There's a Stoner Bible page. There's a Twitter Stoner Hall of Fame. All kinds of stuff at stonerjesus.net. Go check that shit out. Also, if you're on Facebook and you want to join our group for the show, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook, and you will find the group of hardcore fans of the show. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus. Seek, and ye shall find. I'm famous for saying that. It's one of my things, my catchphrase. Seek, and ye shall find. My other catchphrase, of course, wash my feet, bitch. I'm Jesus. I have many catchphrases, but those are the top two. All that shit is coming up. Also, I did a review for Pippler Tissues, one of our new sponsors. That video, I posted a clip of it up on Twitter. I posted the full thing on YouTube and our Facebook pages. I'm going to play it tonight as well for those of you watching the live stream of our Hour 1 on Twitter and Periscope. Like I said, every Sunday night, we're here roughly. I did start a little early tonight, but it's roughly 8 p.m. Eastern, somewhere in there. But I want to get this shit done tonight. I got a lot of Easter shit going on. Like I said, it's a big day. It's a big Jesus day. So, important shit to do. Speaking of important shit, as I said, St. Peter left a 4-minute voicemail. Why? Well, I don't know. I guess when he does that, he usually has a lot of shit to say. And most of it was bad-mouthing me. But there's some other interesting stuff sprinkled in, I guess. And then before we go to the first break, I'll play my review of Pippler Tissues. I said new sponsor of the show, Pippler Tissues. They're awesome. And all of our sponsors, of course, you hear their commercials during the breaks. Go check out their banners on stonerjesus.net. Support them because they support us. But first, we have this voicemail from St. Peter. I was getting anxiety. This is the point of the show where I get a lot of anxiety. So I have to play a voicemail by St. Peter. And it's annoying. He sucks. He's a fucking douchebag. But anyway, without further ado, St. Peter left us a voicemail earlier today.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I haven't left a voicemail in a while. You never answer your fucking phone, dude. It's like you never answer your fucking phone. I don't feel like calling anymore. Just talking to this goddamn answering machine or whatever it is. Anyway, Jesus, I guess I called because I was kind of bored. I'm standing behind this big cathedral church thing. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people here. Somebody told me earlier that it's like Easter today. So I think it's like a big day for you. I really don't remember. You did a lot of shit back then. I really wasn't paying attention. I was on a lot of drugs, but I think Easter was like a pretty big day for you. Anyway, I'm behind this church. A lot of people here, I guess they do like special shit on Easter, like church or whatnot. Anyway, I'm waiting on my pill dealer. It's like this guy sells me like lots of pills. I met him the other night at the bus station, and he's always got like lots of pills. He told me I'm meeting behind this big church, so I'm like standing here for like 20 minutes. There's tons of people going in the church for like, you know, big Easter Bunny celebration or some shit. Anyway, Jesus, I heard you, I had some time to kill here. I was, I looked at like your Twitter the other day, and you were running your mouth about that David Hogg kid, how annoying he is and what a fucking whiner he is. I gotta disagree, Jesus. I think that the David Hogg is a very upstanding citizen who's been through a lot, and he's very charismatic, and I think that's why he's on TV all the time, because he's like charismatic.
Now,
you know, smart, he's an asshole. Good-looking kid.
Stupid
you
kid.
You always hate the things that are cool. That's why you're always bitching at me. Because I'm fucking cool. God, I wish this guy would get here soon with my pills. Oh my God, look at this chick. Boy, this chick is fucking hot. Holy shit. She's like fucking dressed to the nines. Remember we used to say that, Jesus? The chick was dressed to the nines. Wow, I think she may be a hooker. I think she may be a hooker. I may end up using my pill money that I stole earlier from a blind guy who was like playing guitar like in the middle of this city I'm in. I forget what city. I mean, anyway, there's this blind guy who's playing guitar, and he had like a big hat full of money. So I took his money and his hat. I'm wearing his hat right now. He's blind. I mean, what the fuck's he gonna do about it? Anyway, she's coming closer. Hold on. Hey baby. Yeah, you. Hey baby, how much? Yeah. How much?
Fuck you, nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, Jesus, I don't think she was a hooker. I think she was going. She's going into the church. She's still fucking staring at me. She's pissed.
Good job.
She's looking like she's gonna fucking like tell on me or something. I don't think she was a hooker. I think she's just someone going into church, man. She is pissed off. She's giving me like the evil eye. Which is ironic because I'm in my church. Is that funny, Jesus? You can use that joke if you want to.
No.
Anyway, I think I'm going to get going. Here, Jesus, she looks really pissed off. Like, she's going to go, like, have authorities come over here and tell me to leave. You know, I know that look. So I'm going to get going. I'll talk up with my pill dealer later. Jesus, you suck. And David Hogg is a cool, good little dude. And, man, I wish I had some pills. Wish I had a hooker. Anyway, happy Easter, Jesus. I'll forget what happened on Easter. It was something between like you and like a bunny and eggs, I think. I don't know. I don't have a Bible on me. It really doesn't matter, Jesus, because it happened to you. It didn't happen to me, so I really don't give a shit. David Hogg is awesome. David Hogg for president. And,
no.
Oh, I gotta go. There's authorities coming. All this like fucking mean-looking dudes coming at me. Fuck you, Jesus.
First of all, it does not surprise me that he likes David Hogg. David Hogg's a fucking douchebag. I talked about this last week. He's even more of a douchebag now. He's a goddamn whiner. Yes, I know he went through a lot. It was fucking horrific. I get it. I fucking get it. But the kid is a goddamn douchebag. You know, we can't be so fucking afraid of people that we can't speak our minds. That Laura Ingraham chick, she called him a whiner. He's a fucking whiner. I barely know Laura Ingraham. What I've heard her say, I don't fucking like. I think she's stupid. She's a dumb bitch. I never watch her show. But for this kid to freak the fuck out because you said he was a whiner, well, yeah, I guess the best way to prove you're not a whiner is to throw a goddamn temper tantrum and go over her advertisers or whatever to leave her. Shut up. And it makes perfect sense that St. Peter would like that little pinch mouth fucking asshole. Little fucking chipmunk looking motherfucker. Yeah, that's right. I know what you're thinking. Hey, Jesus, it's Easter. It's April Fool's Day. You're being awful fucking hard on that little chipmunk looking motherfucker. Well, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. He is a fucking twat waffle. That little bastard. Yes, he went through a lot and he's a child. He got on TV to run his mouth. If you can do that, then you can take the fucking criticism. And yes, the mocking. Yes, we're allowed to mock 17-year-olds who are fucking douchebags, even if they survived a school shooting. Yes, we are. If you don't like it, fuck you. That's right. Boy, if this was the fucking England, I'd probably be going to jail. But it's not England. For now, in the United States, that's still something that can fly. I can still get on here and give you my fucking opinion on something. It's not even about gun control. Yes, I disagree with him about gun control, but it's not about that. He's a fucking douchebag. His personality type is douchebag. Much like St. Peter. So it makes perfect sense that St. Peter likes him because St. Peter is the king of the douchebags. He's the original douchebag. He's the OG. He's the OD. He's the OD, the original douchebag. OD. OD, the original douchebag. I would buy that fucking album. That's got to be the dope shit. St. Pierre used to rap. You may not know that. I don't have anything I can play. It's on this other fucking computer. I got to get the shit off of it. It's a big thing. If you're a Patreon subscriber, one of the higher level subscribers, you have like, there's old shows like from 2011, 2012. He did a lot of rapping. Christmas Karaoke he also did. But he did a lot of rapping, a lot of rap songs. But his name was not OD, the original douchebag. That was an opportunity missed. That's probably my fault. I should have brought it up. I should have thought of it then and brought it up. OD, the original douchebag, and his, his douchebag CD. Or MP3, whatever. His digital something or other. God damn it. Anyway, coming up, got a Stormy Daniels in that thing about her fucking President Trump, which I guess is a big deal. I don't know. I mean, fucking Kennedy fucked all kinds of broads. Franklin Roosevelt was fucking broads. Lyndon Johnson was fucking tons of broads. I don't know. Fucking Bill Clinton was getting his dick sucked in the Oval Office. JFK was probably banging bitches in the Oval Office. I think if you added up the presidents who didn't fuck other women, who didn't fuck other women, they weren't their wives. If you add up those presidents, you add up the presidents who did, I think the presidents who did is going to be more than the presidents who didn't. I mean, I'm not a presidential scholar or historian, but I bet you there's more presidents that fucked around on their wives than didn't fuck around on their wives. I bet good money on that shit. Not that I have good money to bet, but if I did, I would, and I would win. Because I'm right. Coming up, as I said, we got that. And the possibly racist Heineken ad. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Coming up. Also, the Church of Stoner Jesus. Easter, frequently asked questions. You can drop your confessions in the Periscope chat room or at me on Twitter. Probably at me on Twitter. Again, I have the Periscope up on the web. I don't think that works as well as on the phone, but I don't have it up on the phone. It's a whole big thing. I got a lot of shit going on here. As you can see, I have a lot of shit going on. I'm a very, very important person on this very, very important day. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 35, or Easter, April Fool's Day special is April 1st, 2018. Now you can check out my review of Pippler Tissues, our new sponsor. Pippler Tissues, they're awesome. All of our sponsors are awesome. Go check out their banners on stonerjesus.net. Now, if you want to send me products, email me, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. I will review anything right here on this show for free. You just got to send it to me. I'm not going to charge you for it. Shit. I get free shit and I get content for the show. It's a win-win. Email me. I'll review your shit. Bunch of shit coming up here on hour one. Easter, April Fool's Day. It's the dopeness. Now here's me talking for a few minutes about Pippler Tissues. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets. Yes, hello, my children. Welcome, everyone. This is Stoner Jesus. This is a Stoner Jesus review, Stoner Jesus show review of Pippler Tissues, P-I-P-L-E-R Tissues, at Pippler Tissues on Twitter. They are a new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus show, full disclosure, but as you know, I'm not going to pull any punches with these reviews. I'm going to use this product, their product, for the very first time right now, and if it doesn't work, you're going to see that. But it's been my experience that people won't send you their products if they believe their products are not going to work. Now, if you want your own Pippler Tissues, you can go to stonerjesus.net. Click on that clean and sanitized banner. If you're watching the video, you see it right there. Check it out. Click that. It takes you to their Amazon page. You can order your very own Pippler Tissues. They come in this little container here. I said I haven't used any as of yet. I'm going to find out together how much they work. By the way, if you want your product reviewed, email me at stonerjesus420@gmail.com. If you're watching the video, you see the little ticker there at the bottom. It tells you where you can find Pippler Tissues, and also if you want to email the show and I can review your product. I do that for free. Just send me your product. I'll review it right here as you are seeing now. And again, if you want your own Pippler Tissues, make sure you click that clean and sanitized banner on stonerjesus.net. Now to the review for the review. And basically, these are sanitizing tissues. They're alcohol-free, great for disinfecting any smoking accessory or mouthpiece, reduces any cross-contamination when sharing. And as I said, it's also alcohol-free, so it's not flammable. Have here a spoon. Really can't see. Has a little bit of resin inside. It's a brand new spoon, practically. It's a few days old. I've used it 5 or 6 times, maybe. So it has a little bit of a buildup of resin there in the chamber. You can see right there. So, and these tissues, as far as I know, and like I said, I haven't used them yet, they're not going to be for, you know, caked on stuff. If you got caked on resin or whatever, I rip up a little thing here. See? Never used these before. let's see. It makes for an interesting review. There we go. Now I've got already got stuff on them. So don't open them that way. See, full of information here on Stoner Jesus Show review. Now, as I said, they're alcohol-free, and they're not going to be for, like, caked-on stuff. If you've been smoking out of a bowl for 5 months, and you think you're just going to take one wipe and wipe that stuff out of there, that's not going to work. It's not going to happen. Don't wait that long to clean your pieces. And you're not going to be able to clean the inside of your bong, obviously, unless, okay, they're perforated here, like that. If you do it better than I did. Like, you've seen disinfecting wipes, it's the same thing. You pull them right through this little hole here, and they come apart, and all that other stuff. Here's this. Now, the goal is to stick it in here, and depending on your finger size, you know, how well you're going to be able to do this. Wow, look at that. Look at that. Oh, that is clean. That is clean, except for the very little part down by the hole, which you can't see because it's dark, but that's okay. Trust me, you see that. I didn't get that from anywhere but here. I have a big pile of ass right here that I did in. So, you got that. Just fold over a little bit. Finish the cleaning. There's the part that was down by the hole, and it's clean. No smell. They have no smell, no taste, no aftertaste. But there's some in there. Might suck into your mouth. There you go. Piffler tissues. They worked. I got some on my thumb because I'm a moron. And hit my thumb in there. It works on glass. See how well it works on my thumb. Actually, not bad. Got off my pretty much off my thumb as well. There you go. So, it works on bowls and thumbs. That's my review. And then in the end, you're supposed to have it through here like this. So you pull it and it comes out. And again, the opposite of the way that I did it. Piffler tissues. Click their clean and sanitize banner on sternerjesus.net. It takes you to their Amazon link. That's the review. Again, I'm great at reviewing. So if you want my product, if you want your product reviewed, email me at sternerjesus420@gmail.com. Thank you to Piffler Tissues. Check out their commercials on the Stoner Jesus Show. As I said, they are a proud sponsor of the show, and their product does work, as I just proved. Well, let me prove it again. And this is what's left. It's clean. Again, you're not... I mean, I guess like you tie one to a stick and try to clean the inside of your bong. I don't know. That's beyond my review. If you're tying Piffler Tissues to sticks and trying to stick them down in your bong, try it, man. I can't guarantee it's going to work, but give it a shot. Otherwise, for what I just used it for, that's what you should use it for. Piffler Tissues, sanitizing wipes. Get your 50 count from Amazon. Just click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net, and it'll take you to the page you need to go. Also, follow Piffler Tissues on Twitter at Piffler Tissues, P-I-P-L-E-R. Go check them out. That's been a Stoner Jesus Show review. Thanks, everybody.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, CoreLore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, CoreLore420.com, or simply click that CoreLore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. as it retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then Silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for hundreds of centuries. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 35. This is hour 1. It's our Easter April Fool's Day special. Thanks, everybody, for chilling with us here on this auspicious night for this auspicious occasion. I love using that word auspicious. It's such a auspicious word. Yeah, that's right. Again, will I, won't I? Comes the April Fool's pranks tonight? Probably not. It's not really didn't have time to, you know, get that shit together. Church of Stoner Jesus is still coming up. Easter, frequently asked questions, and more. Welcome to everybody who's watching us live on Periscope and Twitter. Every Sunday night, we're right here at Stoner Jesus 420. We stream the first hour of the 2-hour show live for the people on Twitter and Periscope. Of course, April 1st, 2018. If you want the full 2 hours of the show on audio, go to sternjesus.net starting tomorrow. They'll be up there. The only way you can get the full 2 hours of video is to be a patron on Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420, we're going to get to the racist or possibly not racist, whatever, Heineken ad coming up. But first, Stormy Daniels. Yes. Cannot remember if I've ever jerked off the Stormy Daniels before. I probably have, but I don't remember the specific occasion. Could have been too great. I mean, am I right? So anyway, apparently when just after Trump married Melania and she either had Barron or was going to have Barron or something like that, he was cheating on her. Surprise, surprise. Apparently one of the bitches he was banging was Stormy Daniels. She did an interview on 60 Minutes. It seems like forever ago. It was just a week ago. It was a week ago. It was last time. Last week I was doing the show. 60 Minutes was on. It was happening then. This is Good Morning America talking about it the next day. Let's see what they had to say. Of course, with my cogent and penetrating commentary. Get it? See, I've already started. Penetrating. Fucking laughs never stop.
That Kansas Duke game delayed the start of the Stormy Daniels interview, but millions still turned in. That's where we're going to start right now. No direct reaction yet from President Trump, but the interview is raising serious political and legal issues.
Well, especially that explosive new allegation that Daniels was threatened to keep quiet. Our chief national correspondent, Tom Yarmuth, is here with the story.
By the way, can I just give props to Michael Strahan? Fucking guy's a football player. He clearly has a speech impediment. He has a lisp. And he's a fucking professional broadcaster. Good for you. You see, as I myself overcome various handicaps to be a broadcaster, so too is Michael Strahan. He was on Regis and Kelly, which was then Kelly Ripa Live, or Kelly and Strahan, or Kelly. I don't know what the fuck it was. I didn't pay attention. He was on that show, and he parlayed that into making millions of dollars a year on Good Morning America. Fucking good for you, son.
Good morning, Tom.
Michael, good morning to you. There is no doubt this interview was on the president's mind. We now know over the weekend he had dinner with his lawyer at the center of this controversy at Mar-a-Lago. This as overnight Daniels finally told her story about that alleged affair with Mr. Trump. Very detailed, at times explicit, and a move that could potentially cost her millions in damages.
I was perfectly fine saying nothing at all, but I'm not okay with being made out to be a liar or people thinking that I did this for money.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels breaking her silence on 60 Minutes, explaining why she's telling the world about the night she says she had sex with President Trump back in 2006.
And you had sex with him?
Yes.
You were 27, he was 60. Were you physically attracted to him?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Did you want to have sex with him?
No. But I didn't say no. I'm not a victim. I'm not.
It was entirely consensual.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Daniels says she and the future president.
It was entirely consensual, but it was kind of icky. She really didn't want to do it. It was a little icky. He's an icky old dude. Flabby Trump. His small little dick.
Instantly connected, first over a magazine featuring him on the cover.
And so I was like, does this normally work for you? And he looked very taken back, like he didn't really understand what I was saying. Like, does just, you know, talking about yourself normally work? And I was like, someone should take that magazine and spank you with it. And I'll never forget the look on his face. So he turned around and pulled his pants down a little, you know, he had underwear on and stuff, and I just gave him a couple swats.
After that exchange, Daniel says the president furthered his interest.
Not quite a mental picture. Fat, flabby, pasty Trump bent over with Stormy Daniels whipping him with a magazine with his face on it.
He's like, you're smart, beautiful, and a woman to be reckoned with. And I like you.
And in a new allegation, Daniels said,
translation means I like your big fat titties.
She was once physically threatened to keep quiet about the alleged affair. She says it happened in 2011, just after she had sold her story to In Touch magazine's sister publication, which ended up not publishing the account.
I was in a parking lot going to a fitness class with my infant daughter. I was taking, you know, the seats facing backwards in the back seat, diaper bag, you know, getting all the stuff out. And a guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone, forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, it's a beautiful little girl. It'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
Daniel.
That sounds a little made up. Like she saw that in an episode of The Sopranos. Hey, forget about this shit with Mr. Trump, eh? Just don't worry your pretty little head about it. I hate to rip the fucking hair off of your little girl.
Neil says that left her shaken. The experience, one of the reasons she agreed to sign a hush agreement with President Trump's attorney for $130,000 just days before the election. But before that confidentiality agreement was signed, Daniels was in discussions with news organizations, including ABC News, to tell her story during the presidential campaign.
I think some people watching this are going to doubt that you entered into this negotiation because you feared for your safety. They're going to think that you saw an opportunity.
I think the fact that I didn't even negotiate, I just quickly said yes to this very, you know, strict contract and what most people will agree with me, extremely low number, is all the proof I need.
The timing of that payment just days before the election. Now the basis for complaints filed with the Federal Election Commission.
By the way, I have no problem believing she's telling the truth about, you know, banging Trump. Yeah. Like I said before, I bet there's more presidents that have slept around their wives and haven't slept around their wives. That's not something that they get freaked out about. You know, Clinton, JFK, FDR, Lyndon Johnson. We know pretty much all these dudes were banging other people. And it goes back. We did President's Day a few weeks ago. I guess it's about a month and a half ago now. We did a President's Day list of sexual encounters. There's a bunch of them known in the lore. Now, if she was threatened, of course, that's a big deal. Like I said, that part of the story just seems, I don't know. Maybe that's exactly what happened. Some guy in a leather jacket. You Stormy Daniels? Hey, forget about this Trump shit, all right? Know what I'm saying?
And the Justice Department, alleging it was an illegal...
By the way, my fucking accent work on this show is spot on.
...campaign contribution since Mr. Trump was running for president. Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, told ABC News he facilitated the $130,000 payment using a personal home equity line of credit, and neither the Trump organization nor the Trump campaign were a party to the transaction. But Daniels' attorney has provided documents to ABC News showing Cohen using his Trump Organization email address and mailing address during the negotiations. Daniels is now suing the president to break that agreement, claiming it's void in part because then-candidate Trump never signed it. The president's lawyers say...
Hey, you gonna sue Mr. Trump? How dare you?
She violated the agreement more than 20 times and have now filed a motion seeking damages of $20 million.
Oh, how shit. Do we know you're telling the truth?
Because I have no reason to lie. I'm opening myself up for, you know, possible danger and definitely a whole lot of shit.
Now, over.
Yes. Here's the thing. The thing about Trump is, and people have, I forget who it is, compares it to a mountain of shit. You throw shit on a mountain of shit, and you really don't notice. Because it's a big mountain of shit. So much shit gets thrown at Trump every fucking day. He's done so much. He's been accused of so much. It really doesn't make a big difference anymore. That's the way it seems like to me. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't seem that way to you, but... I think the shit mountain metaphor is pretty damn good. This next story, the racist Heineken ad. Yeah, that's right. You probably heard about this. There's a controversy over a new Heineken ad and whether or not it is racist. Of course, if you have the video version of the show or if you're watching the streaming, the free stream of Hour 1, you can see it. If you're listening to the audio version of the show, it probably works better. The commercial itself, when they play it, you get more of a sense of it if you can see it.
Okay, so check this out, y'all. Chance the Rapper hit Twitter on Sunday, March 25th, to call out Heineken over a new commercial that he has labeled terribly racist. The advertisement, which is intended to promote the brewing company's range of light beers, features a bartender spotting a woman at a rooftop party. He subsequently opens up a bottle of Heineken Light and slides it down the bar past two black women and a black man before landing it in the hands of the lighter-skinned woman he first spotted. It then pops up with the tagline, "Sometimes lighter is better." Let's check it out. After catching wind of the commercial, Chance turned to his Twitter account to share his views that companies are purposely making commercials with racial undertones to drive traffic and help gain more views. "I think some companies are purposely putting out noticeably racist ads so they can get more views," the Chicago rapper tweeted. "And that shit racist / bogus, so I guess I shouldn't help by posting about it. But laughing emoji, I gotta just say though."
I love that. When they have narrators or news people or whatever, whatever you want to call them, are reading tweets, they have to read shit like a laughing emoji. So if there's a laughing emoji, they have to say laughing emoji. But laughing emoji, I gotta just say though,
the sometimes lighter is better Heineken commercial is terribly racist. OMG.
OMG.
He later added, "I'm not saying boycott them or go off. I'm just noticing how often it happens, and I think they bait in consumers and tweeters and freelancers and shit. Like, I didn't want to tweet about it so bad," laughing emoji, "but it's like, how can you not?"
Oh, no, 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 no. There were two laughing emojis there. Why didn't she have to say, "I didn't want to tweet about it so bad, laughing emoji, laughing emoji"? Why did she just get away with one? There's clearly two laughing emojis there. Shouldn't she have to say it both times? I think she should. I think in the interest of journalism, that's very important. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji. Or laughing emoji twice. Or double laughing emoji. Maybe she would have said double laughing emoji or laughing emoji 2x. I think any variation of that kind of stuff would have worked.
Heineken released a statement on Monday, March 26, saying they missed the mark with the commercial, which aired in the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand. "Heineken has developed diverse marketing that shows there's more that unites us than divides us. While we feel the ad is referencing our Heineken light beer, we missed the mark. Are taking the feedback to heart and will use this to influence future campaigns." This latest news comes just a few months after H&M came under fire for putting an African-American child in a hoodie with the words "coolest monkey in the jungle" on the front. The Weeknd and G-Eazy subsequently cut ties with the Swedish retail giant. Well,
I think the coolest monkey in the jungle thing, I think that was a little more hardcore than this. This is very subtle. You gotta be looking for this kind of stuff to see, hey, he just passed that beer past all these black people down to this whiter-looking person. And then they say lighter is better. It's funny. It's funny. But it's not the world we live in anymore. It's just not. There's all kinds of hatred in the air. Not enough people listen to this show. Yeah, that would fix it. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 35. It's Easter. It's April Fool's. We got the Church of Stoner Jesus for the Easter Frequently Asked Questions coming up. Doing Hour 1, of course, every Sunday night live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. If you want the full 2-hour video of the show, you got to become a patron on patreon.com/StonerJesus420. And, of course, both hours of audio are always free on StonerJesus.net, as well as all other information on the show, StonerJesus.net. You want to go check that shit out. Very important website in the history of the world, StonerJesus.net. We'll be back after this, dickweeds.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here again to tell you about another great sponsor of the show, Pipler Sanitizing Tissues. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net. Pipler tissues are specifically formulated wipes that will clean and remove resin and sanitize any of your smoking accessories. It's vegan, it's alcohol-free, which means it's not flammable, and it's great for social settings. It kills 99.9% of disease-causing germs within seconds. And as I said, it's specifically formulated to clean out the resin and tar from your smoking devices. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and make sure you follow Pipler Tissues on Twitter, P-I-P-L-E-R Tissues on Twitter. Find them on Amazon. Just click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and get your disinfecting wipes It will work for any smoking accessory or mouthpiece, all in one wipe. Pippler Tissues, great new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything. Planted Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our Planet Everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Voober way.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping for essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
This is the church that Stoner Jesus has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Recite your act of contrition and prepare to confess your sins to our Savior of the Weed at 1-347-414-WEED.
Now.
Receive now. Your reefer repentance now from the Church of Stoner Jesus.
No, I forgot that I forgot that the phone number was in there. We don't have that phone number anymore. You can add me at StonerJesus420, your confessions. If you're watching or listening live, or if you're on Periscope, try to leave them in the chat area. Hopefully that the chat comes up here for me. Like I said, I don't know how well it works on the internet, the actual web, and not on a phone. I should have my phone on and have the show going, but I don't. Not put that much thought into it. Anyway, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 35. Happy Easter and April Fool's Day. This is our Easter April Fool's Day special, April 1st, 2018. Getting towards the end of Hour 1. We still got Hour 2 coming up. If you want to listen to Hour 2, of course, it'll be up in podcast form tomorrow on stonerjesus.net. And if you want the full 2-hour video of the show, you have to be a patron. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You get the first hour free. Streamed every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. It is time now for the Church of Stoner Jesus. Tonight's sermon, I have an Easter Frequently Asked Questions segment. People are always asking me questions about Easter, especially this time of year. They say, Jesus, I got questions for you. I have some fucking questions. So, I gathered the most popular ones, and I'll answer them today, tonight, whatever, right here on the fucking show. Right here on the Stoner Jesus Show. And I said, add me your confessions on Twitter at StonerJesus420 or leave them in the chat room on Periscope. Easter. Frequently asked questions. It's very important shit you need to listen to. Courtney in the chat room says, hey, Jesus, the chat room does work. What is up, Courtney? Go check her out. Courtney May Cray, M-A-E, May. Courtney May Cray, I and Courtney. For those of you listening on the audio version, whether it's on StonerJesus.net or CannabisRadio.com or iTunes or Stitcher or whatever. Easter, frequently asked questions. Question number one, what is coming back to life like? Of course, Easter is the well-known story. Jesus, you know, dies, resurrected, all that shit. So what's it like? What's it like coming back to life? Well, it's very painful. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off of a gunshot wound that has not closed yet. So if you don't get that visual, imagine a gunshot wound. You put a Band-Aid on it. You leave that Band-Aid there for a minute. And they say, no, I don't want that Band-Aid. You rip the Band-Aid off. That's what it feels like. And that is a perfect description. Don't send me your descriptions the way you thought it may have went. That's the perfect description. Perfect wording, the perfect length, everything. Just the best. Just the best. It's the best wording of that shit, yo. What do you miss most about being dead? Of course, my answer to that is immediate. When you're dead, you don't have to see that little asshole David Hogg's pinched little fucking face. That's right. You thought I wasn't going to make another David Hogg reference in this show. Well, if you bet that, you were fucking wrong. Yeah, Stoner Jesus is awesome. Thank you, Courtney. The fucking best. The bee's knees, as the kids say. And yes, they do say that. Why does Easter change every year? That is a good question. The year it was on 420 was the best. It absolutely was. I remember we did a live show that day on 420 on Easter. It moves around. I don't know, some kind of like, you know, Easter Bunny thing. Like he's available on some days, but not on other days. We'll get an Easter Bunny here in a minute. It's kind of, you know, yes, fuck David Hogg, little fucking douchebag. Little pinch-faced little fucking douche, his little fucking mouth. Asshole. What's up with the Easter Bunny? That's another frequently asked question. Not only is he the reason that Easter's on a different day each year, Now, he started out, it was a long, long time ago, a couple thousand years ago. He was a homeless guy. He hung out with me and St. Peter in Jerusalem. He was hanging out with us all the time. But after the crucifixion and all of that, he kind of went a little apeshit, and he made his own bunny costume. Because back then, obviously, you're in Jerusalem. It's fucking, 33 AD. There's no bunny costume or Halloween costume shops. This fucking homeless dude had to make his own goddamn bunny costume. He would wear it everywhere. His last frequently asked question is, do you like marshmallow peeps? How can I put this? Look very dramatically. Point at the camera. Probably close. Back a little bit. Point back. Like you're right about here. Right here. Is that menacing? Is that a menacing enough point? I fucking hate marshmallow peeps. I almost choked to death on one time a long time ago, and I haven't ate them since. And if I see one, those little David Hogg little fucking looking fucking marshmallow peeps, I will punch it in the face. I don't care if it is little. Fuck that. Fuck that. I will. Right in the fucking face. That is Easter frequently asked questions. My goddamn pen's not working. I hate that. Pet peeve of mine. It's a pet peeve of mine. My fucking pen ain't working, bitch. God damn it. So that is the fucking end. See, Courtney agrees again. Peeps are gross. That is the fucking end of hour one of the Stoner Jesus Show. Of course, we're going to go ahead and do hour two. Record that. If you want both hours of video, become a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus. 420, you get the full 2 hour video of the show. In the next hour, we have the Pope and hell. Interesting topics. Also, Beyonce got bit, apparently. Sorry, somebody bit Beyonce. Isn't that some crazy shit? Talk about that crazy shit coming up. Also, some bitch was humping an Easter bunny. List of best April Fool's Day pranks, so you can prepare for next year. And also, a great prank that I saw. They played a little video of it on that story of the list of best April Fool's Day pranks. I found the full video on YouTube, so we're going to check that shit out, because it is a really funny fucking prank. We'll check all that out in hour two. And also my classic interview with John McAfee I did a couple years ago. I'll play that as well. All that is in hour two. If you want the audio of hour two, you'll have to go to stonerjesus.net, get that free audio. It'll be up starting tomorrow, which will be Monday, April 2nd. If you want the full 2 hours of video, as I said, you got to be a patron. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Thanks, everybody, who checked out hour one. You are the shit. Everybody, check this out on Twitter and Periscope. We're here every Sunday night. Hour one of the two-hour show is stream free at StonerJesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. Follow us on both those things. You get the app, all that shit. Thanks, everybody, who watched hour one, listened to hour one. Go check out hour two, either the audio or the video on Patreon. You motherfuckers are the shit. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that before, but they have not. Now I have. And you can say that Jesus told you that you were the shit, and he told you that on Easter of all fucking days. Also happens to be April Fool's Day. Thanks everybody for checking us out. Chapter 1, verse 35. Which means there's 35 video shows on Patreon. Patreon.com/StonerJesus. 420. Everybody watch the stream. We'll see you next Sunday. Everybody else, go to StonerJesus.net or CannabisRadio.com or whatever to find hour two, either in audio or video form. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. Tell your homies, tell your hoes, tell every motherfucker so every motherfucker knows about StonerJesus.net and the Stoner Jesus Show. Fuck yeah. Did that great. That's a great first hour. Hell yeah. Good job, Stoner Jesus. Thanks everybody for listening. Now on to hour two. Peace, bitches.